Japanese have kimono, Indians have sari, but we Chinese don't have anything as an equivalent. At a symposium that is recently held in Beijing, experts have a heated debate on whether or not China should have its own national outfit. 日本有和服，印度有纱丽，但是在中国却没有被正式立为国服的服装。最近国服文化论坛在京举行，各界围绕中国要不要有自己的国服，如何规范设计国服等问题进行了讨论。Well, first of all, because, you know, we've got a WeChat listener talking about this issue, and she or he called 国服 a national costume. So what do you guys think is the best way to translate 国服 first?
Well, I used to think that a costume is what you wear on Halloween or on different occasions when you're trying to become someone else. So I didn't think that this is a great translation, but when I went on Wikipedia, it actually had the same phrase. So I guess I should trust that.
Well, I think we, I mean, it's definition, it's the definition versus the connotation, mm-hmm. I think. I mean, if you go to Oxford, it's probably going to say something about a certain type of outfit. And I think even, you know, if we go back to older usages, it could just mean clothes that you're wearing.
Yeah.
But these days, that's not what it means. It refers to, you know, like cosplay, for example. You put on a costume because you want to look like or act like someone else. Actors, whether it's theater, TV, or a movie, they wear costumes. I mean, you notice the credits, it'll say costume director in most cases. Whereas an outfit is just something that you wear. Usually, an outfit is going to be something that is a set, right? And so, you know, what I'm wearing today, I mean, it's just jeans and shirt. But if I were to think about how the jeans and the shirt and the shoes and the socks and stuff all went together, then you could call that an outfit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it sounds like an episode of
Word of the Week.
Which we're not talking about this week, so.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it's a very interesting segment of our show that you can find on WeChat. But I think, actually, this is a bit of a waste of time. I'm sorry to say this.
Talking about it.
No. I mean, well, it's always interesting to have a discussion with you guys.
Just tell us how much you hate us. Just be honest.
I love Yu Xiaohua, and John, you're okay. So I just think that in China, we already have the national anthem, the red flag with the yellow stars on it. You know, we have so many things that we can use to reinforce our national identity, and I think it's strong enough. I don't think we need another uniform or outfit that everybody wears just to make you feel like you're Chinese. I think that's just too much extra futile attempt that should not be given a chance anyway.
But I think people are, I don't disagree with you, He Yang, but
I think
it's an interesting topic that many people are interested in discussing in recent years, especially, I guess, after this whole revival of Hanfu, the Han Dynasty, I should say costume, because it really looks like costume, not outfit. It's not fit for office environment. But people have been thinking more and more of having an outfit to represent the Chinese nation. But then the problem arises as to who should be, you know, what kind of outfit should, you know, we choose as represents
us. So I think that a lot of times what happens is people look at other countries, and China people look at other countries and they say, oh, they have something, why don't we have it? Japan has the kimono. Mm-hmm. Korea has the hanbok, and so on and so on. And when we look at these countries, we're looking at countries that only have usually one version of the national outfit. And actually, Wikipedia lists that as a folk costume. Mm. So number one, we're not looking at anything that is like the national anthem or the national flower or the national animal, where during the founding of a country, when it was established as a government, that this is the anthem, this is the animal, this is the flower, this is the flag, this is the outfit. No one's done that. Mm. No government around the world has said, this is our outfit, this is our costume. Really, what we're talking about here is, what do people usually wear when they're wearing traditional clothing? And again, we see in most examples, there's only usually one associated with this country. But I'm looking at Algeria, and Algeria has an amazingly long list of what is considered folk costume. And so I think China is really in that same kind of category, where there's no point actually, in talking about, oh, should we have one, should we not, China already does, and it has many.
Yeah, and that's, we have many when it comes to looking at different ethnic groups, but for the Han people, we maybe don't really have one idea that most people agree upon. This is
like white problems in the U.S. You know, this is like the problems that white people have. Like, yeah. Oh, we're all white. We don't have some kind of identity. But all those African Americans, they have their wrap and they have their fried chicken. And the Mexicans, they have their corn tortillas. But white people, we have nothing.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's kind of a needless worry to begin with. Plus, you know, why should we be so Han about ourselves? You know, why should we distinguish ourselves from the Manchurians who wear
and it's also very chauvinistic to be talking about the needs of the Han in terms of dress, but then also call it guofu or the national outfit, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. not everyone in China is Han.
And that's a reason why it's difficult to even find one design that people agree upon. But I'd like to say a little bit about why people talk about this, because we look at other countries' experiences, especially our neighbors such as Japan. When you look at their kimono, is actually similar, barring a lot of designs from our Hanfu, actually, but they've managed to keep it. So I think that's just, you know, the thread of history that's been maintained all these years. And for us, maybe we don't have that. And I don't think you can artificially plant that now, and I don't think you need to do that either.
But also, at least coming from the outside, I would say that China already has a guofu. And it's not necessarily of the Han, it's not necessarily of any specific ethnicity, but as an outsider looking at Chinese and thinking about Chinese culture, I would say it's the qipao and the changshan. And so these two, so the qipao for the woman, the changshan for the man. These, to my mind, whenever I think of Chinese clothes, that's what I think of.
Yeah, and you still see some people wear it, sort of like the zhongshan zhuang, so that's the Chinese tunic suit, or some people call it the Mao suit, because Chairman Mao used to wear it a lot, and older people, when they want to represent our country or show some of our design characteristics, they wear it. So I think, you know, we don't need to elevate this to the national level. Just wear it if you want to, and
exactly.
People are happy with that.
Yeah, let the people decide.